Pitch to Bellinger. He swings and he hits a high fly ball right center field. This ball's gone!
Now a 3-1 for Acuna. Swinging a high fly ball! Deep to left field! Way, way back! It's gone!
Live from the Auto Farm Studios, it's Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
We've got to talk more Major League Baseball because, of course, tonight we got Game 1 of the World Series. It's Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM, live from the Auto Farm Studios. And joining us over the phone to talk some Major League Baseball, we have Bill Lasky, kind enough to join us each week. Bill, it's always a pleasure to get you on the show. Thank you again for the time today.
Well, let's talk about this time of the year. We always talk about it every year, and the final seven games of the season, you got your top-notch winners on both sides, and they're going to go head-to-head, and it's going to be a fun World Series, seeing the Nationals the first time they've ever been there, and the Astros, who are trying to regain that power of being number one when Boston took it away from them last year.
Well, Bill, let's start by talking about the Nationals, because if we go back to our beginning playoff segment, you weren't sold on the Dodgers getting to the World Series. Now, I know that doesn't necessarily mean that you didn't believe the Dodgers were the best team. You were just talking about who was playing the best baseball. So my first question to you, is there any doubt in your mind that the Astros are playing, or excuse me, that the Nationals are playing better baseball than everyone in the league right now?
Well, I believe so, and everything's clicking. I think Dave Martinez did a great job with the pitching staff. I think by bringing Strasburg in to middle parts of the game, to the end of the game, I thought some of the unique things he used with his pitching staff was genius, and it worked. And they're hitting hell out of the ball. You know, when you're looking at Hendricks, was he 34 years old, and he's having the best time of his career and coming at the right time. But I still believe when you look at Washington, it all comes down to starting pitching, and they have the top four in my eyes in baseball.
Yeah, you know, and it's the I guess we could say unsung hero. I'm gonna throw that out there to Anibal Sanchez, because we haven't talked a lot about him all season long. We were talking about Strasburg, Scherzer, and Corbin, but Sanchez has been really, really good this postseason, Bill, and he's still not getting a whole lot of pub.
He is, and I tell you what, I was talking about it the other day here in a crossfire about pitching, and I said there's no way an analytics works for him because everything changes. He's moving the ball. He's old-style pitching. A pitcher that uses all his pitches, and he's even got a 74-mile-an-hour changeup. I mean, he's really just taking the sting out of the bats when he's out there, and why not throw him out there with those top three pitchers you just threw? A total different style of pitcher, and he fits the four-hole perfectly.
So let me ask you this. I'm going to put the manager cap on Bill Lasky for a moment. If you're Dave Martinez, how do you handle your pitching rotation in the World Series? How would you handle it? And let's assume it's not going seven games. I mean, on a game-by-game basis, in an ideal world, how would you handle this?
Well, I think it's so important now, especially with Houston being the home team, you have to win at home. And so you have to go right at them head-to-head, just like what they're doing tonight with Scherzer and Cole. Those were the matchup that I wanted to see in game one when you started finding out who was playing. That's why I was glad Houston did beat New York, so you set up all these pitching matchups. Because you know me, my friend, I'm a pitcher. I love watching pitchers. And these, I believe, are some of the top pitchers in baseball. And they're going to go head-to-head. And we're going to see about analytics. We're going to see about the ball and seeing if the ball's jumping anymore. It sure sounds like they took it out of the playoffs, different ball. And I just think this is going to be a matchup Washington is favored with their starting pitching. And I think they're just a little bit better than Houston right now.
Again, right now we're being joined by Bill Lasky as we talk about the World Series. And again, the odds makers, maybe they don't like the Washington Nationals in this series, but I want to stick with the Nats here for just a minute longer. With someone that's around the game as you are, Bill, in fact, you call games or you're an analyst for the San Francisco Giants, and you've had the pleasure of being associated with a team that has a Hall of Fame manager. And so when we talk about Dave Martinez, it wasn't that long ago you and I were having a conversation about should this guy even keep his job? That was a legitimate conversation.
It sure was. We were. I think you and I pegged him as first manager to get fired this year. We were looking at that first quarter of the year, not even the third, and they just came out and they stunk. And boy, the second half they just took off. But Dave Martinez is the kind of guy. Looks like he rallies his troops. You know, the hard issues that everybody keeps talking about. You know, this team's, you know, laughing about it, joking about it. They love this guy. And I'm glad because Dave's a lifetime baseballer. You know, he's been around a long time, assistant coach, bench coach. And you know, he's got his opportunities now with Washington, and the players and him are finally getting that get over the edge thing. So they believe in each other now. And that's huge when you start going into the finals, because you and I both, it's a microscope, every move you make. Why did you do it? And you have to answer it 100 times after. So he's going to really look to see how he's going to do it with these starters, if he's going to go lengthy with them and maybe not much in a bullpen. And once the first three games over, is he going to shorten the game now and bring one of them back to win game five or game six if he has to? So we're going to see all four of them. There's no doubt. They've already announced it. Those are the four they're going with. And they're going to live and die with them, and they probably believe they're going to win two out of two of those. And then they have Scherzer and, you know, the back two to finish it off.
Bill, let's jump over and talk about the Houston Astros. It's a team that did go all in at the deadline. We've talked a lot about the Zach Greinke deal. Greinke has probably been the weak link in this pitching rotation, which is really saying something. When you take a look at the Houston Astros tit-for-tat rotation against rotation, you like Washington more. Why is that?
Well, I look at Verlander struggles in the postseason, and he didn't throw well at all against the Yankees, and he's thrown a lot of innings again this year, a lot of quality innings. I just look at the nature of the beast. He really has not thrown well in the postseason, and if he doesn't come up big, they lose, because you can't just count on Greinke and a bullpen. I just think that's where Washington might win game two, game three. I think Greinke has struggled also. He hasn't been to the form that he was back in Arizona. And I just don't think he's capable of shutting down an attack like the Nationals.
If we talk about what the Nationals can bring to the table offensively and compare to the Astros, we have to talk about the Astros right now. And Jose Altuve, you know, it doesn't matter if it's Correa, if it's Springer. I mean, we could talk about a variety of these offensive weapons. Bregman, tip for tat all the way through the lineup. It would appear that Houston has more options, more devastating options offensively, at least in my mind. But, Bill, I go back to what I said earlier in the week, that 3-4-5 spot for Washington, it's the best in Major League Baseball. I don't think there's any question when you talk Rendon, Soto, and Zimmerman.
If you're looking at lineups, I think Houston's a stronger lineup offensively, no doubt. When you're looking at the top eight, and then they have to get rid of the DH, which really didn't help them at all. The DH didn't do anything, the young kid. And I just look at the Houston lineup a little stronger than Washington. But as you go 3-4-5, I think that's where the power numbers are going to gel. Those guys have really driven a lot of runs in, a couple home runs, key home runs. So I look at that. But I also look at Houston. Houston's got a tough lineup. Don't get me wrong. That lineup can put up 5-6 runs in no time. But I look at Washington's pitching. I think Washington can slow them down. That's why I'm going with the underdog in this series. I am taking the Nationals just because of that starting pitching.
One of the most interesting players to me in this series, it's Juan Soto. Here's a kid that's 20 years old. And when we talk about the big bang in the lineup for the Nationals, he is right in the center of it. He's going to really have to rise to the occasion. I think that's such an interesting aspect to everything. In the analytical world that we live in, there is no saber metric that can account for that particular instance. A 20-year-old kid in the middle of the lineup for the Washington Nationals in the World Series, Bill, I love it.
Oh, I think it's great. I'm just glad they gave him an opportunity that young to come up and be a superstar, because he is. And that's what baseball needs. I love when he takes the pitch, when he looks at the pitch. I like his little flair. He's got a little moxie in him, but he produces. And he's a good left fielder defensively. I look at that also. You know, everybody looks at offense. He's a damn good left fielder at 20 years old. Sure, there's some balls he misplays, but he's got enough speed to catch them if they're over his head, and he's got a pretty good arm. So I look at both sides of him, and he's really a good quality young player. I'm excited for him. I just don't know what they're going to do with that third baseman, if they're going to try to sign him now or what, because he could easily be the MVP. He's been putting numbers up too.
Yeah, Rendon's going to garner a contract this offseason anywhere from $200 to $250 million. And I see some of these larger market teams that have kind of positioned themselves. He's going to be the big free agent acquisition. And I know you can't really think about that right now, but Bill, as a former player, do those kind of storylines play a factor when we get to postseason baseball? Does that matter?
I think once you get to postseason, you shut it off, because you know your stock is already built through the season. Your stock's already built for being a free agent. Now it's just kind of putting the dressing on, you know, or the frosting on the cake to see, now I can put some postseason numbers up to a contender that may need a third baseman or a DH that could help their club. And I think that's what he's leading on, not the negative, more the positive of, I want to do better.
We did talk about how rare it is to see a team have sustained success over the course of 3 years. Again, everyone knows you have ties to the San Francisco Giants. The Astros are really floating down the same river as, say, the Giants were with Bochy. Three World Series in 5 years. It's pretty unheard of. Bill, this is a team that is built for long-term success. I don't think the Astros are going anywhere anytime soon. I'm curious as to your thoughts on that, being associated with the Giants and kind of seeing the success that Bochy had over the course of 5 years.
Well, I think Houston is coming on with the analytic part. They took their whole team and put it to ground zero and built it up. And they've also built one of the strongest organizations in a minor league. So this is just the fashion part of it, is when they were in a dump 4 or 5 years ago where they couldn't even get a few thousand people to come to the game. You see what the analytics did. They changed the game, and now all these young players are filling in so well. And Altuve, with the story of him trying out at 16 years old and nobody thought he was even a player. He had to go home and get his birth date and come back and say, hey, I want to try out, and look at him. He's MVP. You know, there's so many factors in this Houston Astros team. There's so many players that just play so many key roles. When he pulls players out, puts a new one in, different positions. That's what Houston's built on. And they're not going away. This team's going to be there forever until these players get a little older. And I don't know how long that's going to be, another 4 or 5 years before we really call them old. So it is a factor looking at this organization and a lot of teams. And I look at the San Francisco Giants now out here. That's what they're trying to formulate an organization and a winning team to be like. So there's no doubt they have given us the red carpet of how to change an organization. It's now taken back and seeing if other organizations can do it also.
Bill, I want to throw a couple of rapid-fire questions at you before I get your prediction, so you can tell me if this is true or false, fact or fiction here. The Washington Nationals have to close out this series at home. Is that fact or fiction to you?
True. They have to.
Okay, so they
cannot come back. They cannot come back to Houston. They have to win one of these first two games or take them both.
If we talk about the Nationals once again, true or false, they need to make sure their starter gets at least 7 innings. I know a quality start is 6, but the starters have to go at least 7 innings because of that shoddy bullpen. True or false?
I say true, because they're going to have to do that in these first couple games. If they go to the bullpen, they're going to be behind in the series. They won't have enough games to win. I'm going with the fast and furious. They need to come out tomorrow as well as Wednesday and either win 1 or 2. I believe they need to win 2 out of 0.
And then we can end with this one, with you being a former pitcher. True or false, the under is going to be 6 runs or less in this series with the pitching that we have going toe-to-toe each game.
I like that. I would take that bet. True.
Bill Lasky, again, former major league pitcher, now an analyst for the San Francisco Giants. Bill, before I let you go, give me the prediction. How does the World Series go?
Well, I'm going to go Nationals if they come out of the box. If they come out of the box and win 1 or 2 of the first couple games, they're going to win it. If they go down 1 game, 2 games, it's over. They'll get swept. I just think Houston's got offense, but I think on the other side they have the starting pitching. And as an ex-Giant winning three World Series out here, you win with starting pitching and offense.
Great stuff, as always. Bill, before I let you go, let the listeners know where they can find more of your work.
Throw me out of Twitter, at Lasky19, but I'm enjoying the World Series starting tomorrow, like you and your listeners. And we'll see. Let me ask you, who are you going after since you've been asking me all these quick questions? Let me hear your version of the World Series.
You know, I agree with you on a lot of things here. I mean, when I look at this Nationals team, they are playing better baseball than anyone right now. I truly believe that. In fact, what they did to the Dodgers, massively impressive. Hell, what they did with the Brewers was massively impressive, getting down to their final few outs. They dominated the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Cardinals had become a staple of consistency over the last month and a half. There's something to be said about that. Baseball, to me, is so much different than any other sport that the team peaking at the right time is the team that you have to roll with. Now, with that being said, I don't believe the Nationals have as much talent as the Astros front to back, but I like, Bill, how you brought up Verlander and his struggles. We've talked about Greinke and his struggles, and look, he was never a postseason pitcher going back to his day with the Dodgers. He was never a postseason pitcher. That leads me to believe that we're going to have a lengthy series. Because Houston has home field, I'm going to go with the Astros, but I think this goes back to the latter part of the series. I think we get a 7-game set here. I'm going to go with Houston in 7.
It could happen that way, and you know what? Like I said, if the Nationals get out quick, if they have some good quick starting pitching the first couple games, my money sways to them. If they can't get this potent offense out quickly, then it's going to be Houston with their offense. So one way or another, we're going to find out, but we'll be tuning in as we carry this next Monday and see where we are with it.
Looking forward to it as always, Bill Lasky. A pleasure. Thank you again for the time.
Have a good time, my friend.
We've got a break for just a moment, but we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.